Hello, everyone.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everyone. You are listening to the very first lesson of Talk to Me in Korean.
Talk to me in Korean.
Talk to us in Korean.
Talk to us in Korean.
Provided
please.
By, please, provided by talktomeinkorean.com. My name is Hyunwoo Sun.
Yes.
And I'm joined by?
경은.
And 경은 what?
경은 최.
Your last name is 최.
Yeah.
So, my name is Hyunwoo Sun. Some of you probably recognize me from KoreanClass101.com and also my YouTube channel and my blogs, SendMeToKorea.com and my Twitter.
Yes.
I've been all over the place.
Really? You really think so?
Yeah. Not that I'm popular or anything, but I've been just, you know.
You sound like you are very popular in the world.
No. I've just been appearing in many places and right now, I'm here.
Yes.
At
talktomeinkorean.com.
Thank you for listening to this lesson. And if you are listening to this lesson, it means you are learning Korean. Which is 한국어 in Korean.
한국어.
네. So you're learning 한국어.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Wow.
축하해요.
Wow. 축하드립니다.
네, 축하드립니다. Congratulations on starting to learn Korean. And if you are already an intermediate level learner or if you speak Korean fluently, I hope you will still enjoy our lessons.
Of course.
So today, we are going to learn two things.
Really?
Yeah,
Only two things?
Only two things. We want to make these lessons short so that they are bite-sized and they are easy to carry.
But it's very important to learn, right?
These things, right?
Yeah.
So what are we going to learn today?
Today, we are going to learn 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
Wow. 안녕하세요.
That's very...
very...
difficult.
Difficult, you think so?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
It's very difficult to pronounce at first.
Yeah.
But if you practice...
Yes.
You know, at first, 고니치와, or hello, or hello. Good afternoon, or bonjour, or buongiorno. All of these greetings in other languages were very difficult for me to pronounce, but after practicing, they got easier.
Right.
So with us, you can practice too.
Of course.
네. And what's the other thing that we're going to learn?
The other thing we are going to learn is 감사합니다.
감사합니다. What does this mean?
It means thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're going to learn 감사합니다 and 안녕하세요. 안녕하세요 is, of course, as you might have been able to guess, hello.
Hello.
So, 안녕하세요. First, 경은 씨.
네.
This morning when I met you, what did I say?
Oh, you said...
Nothing, right?
Yeah.
I just ignored you.
You didn't say anything to me.
Well,
but
everybody...
But I said to you...
What did you say?
안녕하세요.
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 Yes, because you're so nice.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so if you are not me when meeting 경은, if you want to be nice to her, you might want to say 안녕하세요.
Please say to me, 안녕하세요.
Okay, so 안녕하세요 is the most common way to greet people in Korean.
네.
So 안녕하세요 can be broken down into 안녕 and
하세요.
Right. So what does 안녕 mean? 안녕, 안녕.
안녕 means peace or well-being.
And
하세요 means you do or do you, depending on whether it is a question or not.
Yeah. So when you write it, you can write it as 안녕하세요, period, or 안녕하세요? Question mark. Either of them is okay. So it was originally a question asking, are you doing well? Are you at peace? Are you living well? But since it is an expression that is so commonly used, people kind of started not expecting any special answer anymore. For example, when you ask a friend of yours, what's up? Do you really expect an honest answer about what's going on?
No.
You might also hear back, what's up, too, right?
Yeah,
so
right.
It's exactly like that. So when you say 안녕하세요 to 경은 씨, 경은 씨 might say to you
안녕하세요.
Also, so this is a sample dialogue between 경은 and I when, you know, we want to greet each other.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 8 o'clock in the morning. No, 9. I don't want to meet you so early in the morning. 9 o'clock in the morning. No, that's too early, too.
Yeah, I think so.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
And I see you. Uh-huh. I want to avoid meeting you, but
right.
I am too late. So I have to say, hey, hi.
I'm going to ignore you.
No, you have to
answer
me because this is a sample dialogue.
Okay.
So I go up to you and say, oh, 안녕하세요.
아, 안녕하세요.
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 안녕하세요. So I can pretend that we are still on good terms.
Yeah.
So, just kidding. But before you learn any more, please remember that in Korean, there are a few politeness levels.
Yes. It's very important.
It is very important to know these politeness levels, but sometimes it is intimidating for beginners to find out that there are politeness levels, but it's not so difficult if you learn more. But don't worry, politeness levels are not too difficult to master. So we can divide them mainly into two categories, and they are quite easy to distinguish and learn to use. One category is called
존댓말.
존댓말. Don't worry about the term. You don't have to even remember the term. 존댓말.
존댓말.
Which means polite or formal language.
Yes.
And the other thing is
반말.
반말. Which means casual, intimate, or informal language.
반말.
반말. So for now, remember that most sentences that end in 요, just like 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
Or 니다, just like the other one that we're going to learn. 감사합니다.
감사합니다.
What was it again? 요 and
니다.
Again?
요 and 니다.
What?
요 and 니다.
One last time.
Okay. 요 or 니다.
As in the example, 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
And
감사합니다.
감사합니다. In Korean, if you hear sentences that end in something something 요,
요
or something something 니다,
니다,
that's 존댓말.
존댓말.
Polite language or formal language.
Yes.
So, do you think it is better to go from the intimate language and learn to use 존댓말 or the other way around? I think it is better to learn 존댓말 first.
I think so.
You think so too?
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah, I think so too because if you speak 존댓말 when you are supposed to use 반말, you're not going to be in too much trouble.
Yeah,
but
right.
If you use 반말, intimate language or informal language, when you are supposed to be using 존댓말, you might get in trouble. Okay, with that in mind, let's go on to the second expression that we're going to learn.
Okay.
And this is going to be the last expression that we're going to learn.
If
you think this lesson is too short, don't worry. Lesson 2 is waiting for you.
Yes.
Where? At?
TalkToMeInKorean.com. .com.
Is it .net? .org?
.com. TalkToMeInKorean.com.
TalkToMeInKorean.com.
Yes.
By learning Korean, at TalkToMeInKorean.com, you will be able to talk to us in Korean.
Yes.
But just remember the URL, TalkToMeInKorean.com. So the other expression is thank you.
감사합니다.
감사합니다. One more time.
감사합니다.
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 So 감사합니다 can also be broken down into two parts.
네,
감사,
감사 and 합니다.
So, what is 감사?
감사 means appreciation.
Appreciation or thanking someone.
Yeah,
so,
thanking someone.
합니다 is I do.
I do.
In the most polite way.
네.
So
it's 존댓말.
존댓말.
Yes.
Do you remember the term?
Polite and formal language.
Right. I said it is not important to remember the term right now.
Yeah.
But I think it is important to at least recognize the term.
Yes, right.
If we say 존댓말 and 반말. So 존댓말 is polite and 반말 is just informal.
Yes.
Casual.
So 감사합니다. Here it is 니다. So it's 존댓말.
Right. Here it ends in 니다. So it is a word or a phrase in 존댓말. But in English, if you think about it, people can say thanks.
Yeah,
right?
Thanks.
Thanks. But usually, most of the time, what do people say?
Thank you.
Thank you. So in English, you have this word, you, there. You have this pronoun, you. But in Korean, we don't have to say,
Yeah, right.
감사합니다, you. Or, 유 감사합니다.
No.
Because
no,
if you say,
like
right,
that.
Just like, you know, if I say thanks to you, looking at you, I say thanks, and you will see that I am thanking you, my mother, or not my father, or just anybody just walking past me. I am thanking you, right?
Yeah, right.
So it is easy to guess who I'm thanking. So in Korean, people just say
감사합니다.
감사합니다 to say thank you.
Yes.
And as you learn more Korean expressions, you will also see that there are many more expressions that are not inclusive of the subject in the sentence.
Yeah, right.
So in the first expression that we learned also, I said 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
I didn't say you, 안녕하세요. Yeah. 경은 안녕하세요.
Yes, we didn't say the subject.
And you and I didn't have a problem understanding that we're actually referring to each other.
Yeah, right.
So today we learned two expressions, two valuable expressions, mm-hmm. indispensable expressions.
Yes, very important things.
Yeah, to right. learn. To learn. So, and to use as well.
Yes.
Every day. So if you have a Korean friend around, or if you're living in Korea, if you haven't used these expressions so far, please try to use them as often as possible.
Mm-hmm.
These expressions don't hurt to
of
use
course.
Often. So what was the first one again?
안녕하세요.
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 안녕하세요. And the second one is?
감사합니다.
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 안녕하세요.
안녕하세요.
Great. I
감사합니다.
think that's it. 감사합니다. Although we know how to say 안녕하세요 and 감사합니다, unfortunately, we don't know, or our absolute beginner listeners don't know yet how to say goodbye or you're welcome.
Yes.
So if you want to learn how to say those things, you will have to stick around and listen to our next lessons.
Okay.
Am I being too selfish?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So since Kyungun gave me the green light to do so, I will wrap it up
okay.
here.
And thank you for listening to this podcast. So I can say 감사합니다.
감사합니다, 여러분.
네, 감사합니다, 여러분.
여러분 is just an extra word to just throw in,
okay.
in there. 감사합니다, everyone. 감사합니다, 여러분.
Yes, 감사합니다, 여러분.
Now that you learned the expressions 안녕하세요 and 감사합니다, you can say hello to a Korean friend of yours, greet someone back in Korean when someone says hi to you in Korean, and also when you're thankful to somebody about something, you can express your gratitude, right?
Yes, right.
That's great. And before you jump on to the next lesson, which will be also great and mm-hmm, exciting and entertaining, I hope, please remember that you can stop by talktomeinkorean.com, and at talktomeinkorean.com, you can pick up the free PDF.
Yes.
All the PDF files for the lessons that will be published at our website will be free forever. So please pick up the free PDF lesson notes at talktomeinkorean.com.
And they are going to be free forever.
Forever.
Yes.
Download the lessons and the PDF files and mm-hmm. distribute them to as many people as you know.
Yes. Visit talktomeinkorean.com.
Visit talktomeinkorean.com and we will be there.
Yes.
Waiting for your comments, suggestions, and feedback.
Yes. And you can just say 감사합니다.
감사합니다 or 안녕하세요.
Yes.
Wow. And after listening to some other lessons,
uh-huh.
if you don't know how to say other things in Korean, you can just type 안녕하세요. It doesn't matter whether it is in Korean, if you already know how to type in Korean,
uh-huh.
or it is in Romanization. It doesn't really matter. There is no one fixed format to Romanize Korean, because as long as it makes sense, we understand.
Yes.
So if you want to write 안녕하세요 and you think it's A-N-N-Y-O-N-G-H something something, you can do so. Or if you think it is A-N-I-O, doesn't really matter. We will all appreciate it. 감사합니다.
Yes. Yes.
So we'll see you there.
Bye.
Bye.